powwows date back hundreds of years. These celebrations of Native culture and traditions bring Native people together to sing, dance, and drum in honor of their heritage. The tradition continues right here in Milwaukee, and they're not just for Native people to enjoy. WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell attended the 15th annual Hunting Moon Powwow and sends us this audio postcard.
The first floor of the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee is bustling with excitement as spectators and families file in for the 15th annual Hunting Moon Powwow. The event has called Milwaukee home since it began. It's a three-day competition, including dancing, drumming, and singing. Native peoples are gathered in celebration of their culture and sharing it with the public. In the lobby, there are vendors selling everything from clothing to jewelry and crafts to food inspired by Native American culture.
Earrings for the missing, murdered Indigenous women, and this is a decal that I got made.
But it's the grand entry, the start of it all, that you don't want to miss. Men, women, and children dressed in their regalia are telling stories through dance. Inside the arena, blue, red, and purple lights beam onto the dance floor, and contest participants are along the sidelines putting the finishing touches on their outfits. Drum groups, spectator seating, and the stage for the masters of ceremonies make up one large circle surrounding the dance floor. The voices of the masters of ceremonies awaken the room as they introduce the drum groups one by one. The host drums begin to play the grand entry song, and the audience stands to their feet. Veterans carrying flags and eagle staffs are at the head of the line, followed by the dancers. From the variety of brightly colored outfits to the dance moves, it's truly a sight to see. Men's fancy dancers are dressed in regalia set to represent the rainbow spirits with its bright colors, flying feathers, and ribbons. I could see some combinations of orange, white, and green as they jumped and twirled. Their job is to impress the crowds. And the women's jingle is a healing dance. Their footwork is light and close to the ground. Historically, the dresses are adorned with rows of metal cones, one for each day of the year, and each contains a prayer. As they dance, the prayers are released from the cones. For this to be my first time coming to a powwow, it did not disappoint. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.